Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Dugout Debate podcast. This week, we're assessing the impact of the lockdown on our grey matter. It's time for a quiz. We're going to delineate between men and boys, weak and strong, geniuses and fools. We've borrowed this format from Mastermind / The Totally Football Show. So sit back, relax, and hear the sweat running off the brows of today's contestants, Will, Chris, and Jack. So, the boys have 10 questions each from a specialist subject that they nominated to me either a week ago, or if you're Jack, I basically forced them down a route or two, and I made these questions yesterday. And then they have 10 general knowledge sporting related questions to come. The topics that they've picked for their general knowledge, I don't know anything about, so these questions might be really difficult, they might be really easy, so some might do better than others, but we shall see. Right, so does anyone want to go first in the specialist subject round?
Shock or not.
Right, okay, I'm going to assume that's a no. So, up comes random number generator. Chris, you're one, Jack, you're two, Will, you're three, and it is Jack.
Of course it is.
Hey.
Serves you right for saying shotgun.
Can you prove that, please, Tim? Just...
We are on camera, so I can assess that they're not looking at their phones. Oh, no.
Oh, that's why you wanted to see us, was it, Tim?
Yeah. Hands above your heads at all times. I'm also going to impose 10 second time limit for each question? 15 okay. seconds? Between 10 okay. and 15 seconds. It depends how I'm feeling. Okay? Them's be the rules. Jack, welcome to the hot seat. Would you like to tell us what your specialist subject was, please?
My specialist subject was London Irish Rugby Club.
Very good. Okay, so a nice, easy one to start with. What year did Irish adopt the Majeski Stadium as their home?
2000.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, yes!
Oh, blimey, that was supposed to be an easy question, was it?
So now it gets harder.
Yeah, well, that wasn't easy.
In the 2007-2008 season, the Irish made it all the way to the semi-finals of the 13th edition of the Heineken Cup before narrowly losing out to Stade Toulouse. Who were the two Irish try-scorers that day?
I'd say Solossi Tanithaki Bow.
I am doing half marks, so yep, that's okay. One.
And my guess would be Topsy Ojo.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Good, Simo. Wow. I
so
had them as well.
Two out of two so far. Well done, yeah. Chris. You don't have to take part, Chris.
This definitely could have been my special subject as well.
It could have been. I'm glad you didn't choose it as well. Right, so question number three. Back in the early noughties, a hit US reality TV comedy series filmed an episode with the Exiles. Which show was this?
Jackass.
Well done.
The amount of times I've watched it as well.
I did watch it, and it's such terrible footage.
It is horribly
so
bad.
Appalling and grainy, and yeah. In November 2008, notable former Irish winger Dylan Armitage made his full England debut. Which team was this against?
For England?
Yep.
Ireland?
No. The Pacific Islanders.
Oh, really?
Irish have one Premiership Rugby Sevens title to their name, beating Gloucester in the final. What year did they win this?
2012.
Very good.
Simo, that's unreal.
That was a 100% guess. I'm not very even kidding. I knew it was a while ago, but I didn't.
Oh, God. I didn't
bother. Tim, these are hard. Tim, these are hard. I'm
no,
not
I
kidding.
Didn't even bother making a tiebreaker question, but I've already got one in the back of my mind just in case. Right. Number six. Name the missing team in this sequence. Bath, Gloucester, blank, and Northampton Saints.
Leicester?
No, Harlequins. These are the teams that you beat en route to the 0102 Power Gen Cup victory.
See, I'd have been very young.
Yeah.
I could have told you Northampton being the final.
The barrel was quite hard to scrape for a lot of Irish questions. Right, you're doing well, Jack. You should be proud.
Right.
Number seven. In 2008, Irish made a trip to the Premiership final after an outstanding season. Who was the Exiles' top try scorer that season?
Taji Thakibau.
No. Adam Thompson.
Jesus.
Adam Thompson, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was a question because it wasn't the either. It wasn't either of the other two. No, yeah. very good. Number eight. Barry Everitt sits as the highest Irish point scorer in the top flight. Which current Premiership player sits in second place for the Exiles?
Current.
Yeah.
He's got to be a kicker.
Jack, I'm suspicious because I did see your eyes dart left immediately after that question.
I literally have no idea. I would say Ryan Lamb.
No. Tom Homer.
Oh.
Oh, really? I didn't think he got that many points.
Apparently he did. I was surprised by that too. Number nine. During their RFU Championship campaign, Irish stormed the title with 19 wins and a single loss. Which team inflicted this defeat upon the Exiles?
In what year?
The most recent campaign.
Sale.
Jersey Reds.
That is such a wasted guess.
How have I got that wrong? Come on.
I know, I wasn't even...
Oh, dear. Okay.
I'm freaking out now, mate.
Last question. On the penultimate match day of the 05-06 Premiership season, Irish set their record for the most tries in a Premiership match against Wasps. How many did they score that day?
Seven. Don't say it's six.
Nine.
No.
No way, they scored nine tries.
Wow. Nine tries, yeah. It was a ridiculously high-scoring game. It was 50-something, 30-something.
Oh, my God.
So, good. I'm glad I billed it as hard.
That is hard.
That is really
you
hard.
You started so well, Simo.
Yeah, you did. You did. Oh. After your first round, you're sat on four. But
I'll take it.
I personally think that's quite a competitive total.
Yeah, I'll take it. Right. I mean, I should have got five. I cannot believe I said Sale. I knew it was Jersey Reds. It was in Jersey.
It was away. It was 15-11, if you want to know this.
Yeah, they scored an absolutely unbelievable try to win it as well. They ran from the length of the pitch.
And if you want to know the Pacific Islanders, there's sort of like an invitation-y kind of team, like the Barbarians.
They don't really do it much anymore.
Fiji, Samoa and Tonga that year.
But yeah, they don't really do it much anymore, to be honest.
I did
not.
Actually get that answer. I knew that one. That was one of the few I knew.
Oh, did you?
Cool, I knew literally none of those questions.
Yeah, but it's a specialist subject. It's like me watching Mastermind and the guy gives everything like the literature of... See, I can't even think of it.
The literature of Picasso.
Right. Chris, you're one again. Will, you're two. And it is two again.
Okay.
So, William, would you like to inform us of your specialist subject, please?
So I went a bit rogue in honour of the new documentary that's out, The Last Dance. I went for the career of Michael Jordan.
Okay. So I arguably think this is harder.
Yeah, I thought
I could have had a stab at some of Jack's and got
nothing.
Tim,
have you watched the latest documentary?
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say that if you bridge, you could just give him questions from that and he'd be happy.
See, I wrote this.
He's still got a lot to remember.
Saw the documentary was on Netflix. Question number one. Another gentle one to start with. Which college did Jordan represent before his selection by the Bulls?
North Carolina.
Indeed. How many NBA MVP titles did Jordan accrue?
So he won five regular season MVP titles.
That's the question I was asking. Good. Okay, Jordan was part of Gloria Era for US men's basketball team and won two gold medals at the 84 and 92 Olympics. Which two teams were defeated by the US in the final of each of these tournaments?
So he beat Croatia in 92. I want to say Spain.
Yeah, good.
In 84.
Good guess.
Yeah. Well done. Famously resilient on court, Jordan didn't miss four or more games whilst active for a full regular season from the 86-87 to 01-02. How many times did he manage to complete all 82 regular season games?
11?
Nine.
Ah, okay.
Good ballpark. I wouldn't have put it anywhere near that. I would have said like three. Between the 86-87 season and the 97-98 season, Jordan was top of the regular season points per game stats for all season but one. Which edition of the NBA did he fall short?
I want to go 89-90 season.
94-95.
Okay. Damn it. That's okay. <It's all right. laughs> I'm sorry.
I just realised I'd given you a tick for the last question. That was an error.
he may need it.
Right. Simo. I expect you to get this one.
I'm joking.
Hey, Simo, he's threatening you at the moment.
Yeah, I know. I'm already in trouble.
Simo.
Right. Jordan lies second in the all-time number of playoff points accrued. Name two of the other stars in the top five.
I'm going to go for LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Good. Can you name any more?
Just
to show your prowess. No bonus points, I'm afraid.
No bonus. Okay. Let's see. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Karl Malone.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Ah, Shaq. Okay.
Question seven. Which former NBA great once said, if you look up the definition of greatness in the dictionary, it will say Michael Jordan? Gonna have to hurry you.
Magic Johnson.
Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor?
Yep.
Okay.
I thought that was a made-up name when I first saw it. So. Question eight. Famously, Jordan had a brief spell playing baseball for the Birmingham Barons. Nice plosive words there. During his time in the Southern League, how many home runs did he score?
I'm going to go for zero.
It was, in fact, three.
Damn it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd have made the same guess, Will.
Cool. Two questions to go.
Okay.
Name the missing team in this sequence. LA Lakers, Portland Trail Blazers, Phoenix Suns, blank, Utah Jazz.
Seattle Supersonics.
Very good. Why?
They were the teams that Michael Jordan's Chicago Bull faced in the NBA Finals.
Wow.
And defeated,
sorry. Yep.
Yeah. You're going to like this one. I was really scraping the barrel by this point. Final question, Will. To the nearest $10 million, okay. How much did Space Jam gross across the world in terms of box office?
Oh my god! Okay, when did Space Jam come out? Can I ask that?
You may ask. I don't have it on my notes. So.
I'm gonna go $170 million.
Afraid not. From the random stand in the dark, it was 230. But that question you were never meant to get right.
So. Wow.
Very, very, very exciting stuff. So, Will. You're on 5 points.
5 points. I'll take that.
Well, that's great. I'm already in trouble then.
You are, Jack, I'm afraid. But, you know, I think there's a lot to claw back here. I think it's going to be tight. Maybe for second place, though. My money's on Chris.
Oh, God. Yeah, I feel like Chris is somewhat okay with his specialist subject.
It's pressure. I still could only get about four of yours, Simo, and I could have chosen yours.
Yeah, true.
You can take four.
Yeah.
Right. Welcome to the seat.
Thank you. It's nerve-wracking.
What was... especially with my death stare and my terrible lid coming down.
I feel like the spotlight on Mastermind on me right now.
I know that's not Mastermind, yeah. But, you know, no coughing in the background.
Yeah, as if they could help.
Chris, can you please tell us what your special subject
is? St. Helens Rugby League Football Club.
Question number one. Again, nice and easy. Try to gently push you in. What year was the club formed?
1873.
Very good. The fabulously named Totally Wicked Stadium was opened in 2011. To the nearest 100, what is its official capacity?
18,000.
Bang on.
Wow.
Side story. When I went on the tour of the original Spurs ground, the woman was talking about seats and stuff, and she was like, the official capacity is, and I go, 36,310. I'm like...
You should be a guide, Tim.
She obviously didn't like you.
Too much time on the Football Manager editor. Question three. Which Saints legend holds the team record for most points in a match?
Kel Coslett?
Paul Loughlin. versus Carlisle in September 1986. I assume he's a legend.
I've actually not heard of him, but that doesn't mean anything.
Well, he's a legend now. Okay, name the missing man in this sequence. Sean McRae, Ellery Hanley, Ian Millward, blank Mick Potter.
Daniel Anderson.
Very good. Why?
Those are Saints coaches, and he was the next one in that list.
Excellent. Which former Saints player went on to make 6 appearances for the England Rugby Union side, making his first test appearance in May 2013?
Carl Eastmond?
Yeah, I knew you'd get that one. I hope these are hard. One of the biggest rugby league rivalries is between the Yorkshire clubs of Leeds Rhinos and St Helens. In terms of the Super League, who is currently ahead in the head-to-head record?
Leeds Rhinos?
Yeah. It's like by one. Whatever it was not enough. Like, it's, yeah, 50-50 guess.
As okay. Simo knows, they've right. beaten us in a lot of finals, so that has a that yep. has bad memories.
Okay.
Love Leeds Rhinos, but...
Which team did the Saints defeat in their most recent Challenge Cup victory?
Hull FC in 2008. I was there at Wembley. Very good.
You were there. Oh, dear. This is...
I think we're already in trouble, Will,
like,
mate.
It's like an ominous chaps.
Yeah, it looks like an old-fashioned beatdown here.
Number 8. In the most recent edition of the Super League, i.e. Super League 24, St Helens had 4 players in the top 10 try scorers. Name 3 of the 4.
You mean this season or last season? This season.
Super League 24, whichever one that was. Completed.
Oh, completed.
So
okay.
The most recent completed season. Yeah.
Tommy Makinson. How many did I have to name?
3.
Tommy Makinson, Johnny Lomax.
One more.
And Regan Grace.
Very good. The other one?
Is Percival up there?
No. Kevin Nakama. Yeah.
That's one more lead.
Number 9. During the Super League era, St Helens have had 2 St Bernard dog mascots. Allegedly, Bernard has an angry masculine character, so appears less frequently than his partner. What is the name of the other mascot?
Patch, I don't know.
Boots.
Should have got that.
Okay, final question. 18 club legends have enjoyed testimonial games at the club. Name the most recent player to receive this accolade.
John Wilkin.
Paul Wellens. Good. I'm glad it ended like that. Chris, you've got 7.
Good effort, mate. Well done.
Very, very good.
Very good. Okay. So at the halfway stage, Chris is leading on 7. Jack languishing at the back on 4. And then Will sitting in the middle of the pack on 5. That's good. I'm relatively pleased with the spread of results there. Jack, would you like question set number 1, 2, or 3?
I'll take 1.
Okay, you have taken question set number 1. Will, 2 or 3, which would you like?
3.
Good choice. So, Jack, your first general knowledge question. In the 2018 Russia World Cup opening ceremony, which singer performed the opening act? Or who was the major singer at that opening ceremony?
Oh, God. Lady Gaga.
Robbie Williams.
Really?
Wow. Yes. Wow. I wouldn't have got that.
Oh, God.
So, had I not watched the 2018 FIFA World Cup thing, yeah. I would not have known that.
No, God, neither would I.
Robbie Williams was personally invited by Putin to come and sing over
here. Interesting.
Very good. Very good at giving marks when I shouldn't be.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll take it.
You're not having it. It's because I'm getting the right. So.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, second question. Who won the Premier League Golden Boot in the 06-07 season?
Thierry Henry.
Like I'd give you an Arsenal one.
That's not fair.
Drogba.
Oh, of course. Well, this is where I'm trying to work out what players played in what year. 2006 is so long ago.
Yeah. But, you know. No, for Arsenal, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, it was never going to be Arsenal. I should have just known that a Spurs quizmaster is not going to give me a Golden Boot winner of Thierry Henry.
Have I got an Arsenal thing on this? I don't know. We'll see. Question number three. Rugby time. Union. Name the missing team in this sequence. Wasps, Munster, Leinster, Toulouse, and blank.
Toulon?
No, I try to avoid it. What was the link, though?
I presume Heineken Cup winners.
Yeah, it was Leinster again.
That's great. I'm feeling a nil round coming here, Tim. I'm a bit worried.
Simo, you've got this.
You'll get.
I believe in you.
I hope you'll get this one.
Thinking makes it so. Come on.
Which British athlete was the flag bearer for the London 2012 opening ceremony?
Jessica Ennis.
Chris Hoy.
Oh, I'm going to just give up, aren't I?
Jack, number five. Which city or nation, you can get either for the point, hosted the 1988 Olympic Games?
Sydney.
No. South Korea. In Seoul.
Oh, God. Ugh.
We actually won some medals in Sydney. Which city did the Washington Redskins originally play before they became Washington?
Indiana.
Boston.
But why? Why? I was going to say that as well, but then I got put off by Red Sox.
Would you like to go back in hindsight and ask the question again?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said Red Sox, didn't I? Oh, Red Sox, that's not even the answer. Boston's the answer.
Well, there's red and there's skins, and skins has a S, I, and a K. So, you know.
Yeah.
The fastest test century, cricket this is, was hit in just 54 balls. Which player holds this record?
Chris Gayle.
No.
Brendan McCullum. My God. Who was it?
Brendan McCullum.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah,
it's not 2020, so Chris Gayle's nowhere near it.
No.
Rafael Nadal has recorded 19 career Grand Slam titles. How many of these did he achieve outside of the French Open?
8. Are you kidding? It's 7. Like 7. Yeah.
Yeah, 7.
Oh my Jack. God, the zero's coming. I thought I knew sport.
So, Jack, you need 2 points to pull ahead of Will. Which F1 driver holds the record for the most consecutive wins?
As in just race wins.
Consecutive race wins, yeah.
Hamilton. You wouldn't give me an obvious one, are you? So it's not going to be Hamilton. It's going to be Michael Schumacher.
No, again, not that obvious. Vettel. Vettel.
Oh, Vettel.
Vettel. Yeah, I tried to make it current.
Yeah, well, that's why I thought Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, this is horrible.
You've got this. You've got this.
Okay, question number 10. What question would you like? What sort of vibe would you like to come up?
One that I'd know the answer to. Well, yeah. Who played number 8 in the third year 3 at St. George's?
Jack Simpson.
Okay, Jack.
No, go on. Give me the question you were going to give me.
Name the next stadium in this sequence. Wembley, Estadio de Luis, Olympia Stadium, San Siro, and blank. It's current enough for you to just stab in the dark. So Wembley, Estadio de Luis, Olympia Stadium, San Siro, and blank.
Bernabeu.
Okay, what's the reason?
I assume it's Champions League hosting stadiums.
That is, so you'll get half a point.
Oh, that's just your feeling.
Not letting you get away with zero. Doesn't make any difference, though. It's the Millennium Stadium.
I was going to say that. I didn't even think it was going to be it.
It's where Madrid beat Juve, so 0.5.
I should get half a point for saying Real Madrid Stadium is the Bernabeu as well, so I'll take the whole point, Tim.
Yeah, you did. Well done. So, yeah, 4.5.
Well, I'll take half an inch. It's fine.
Those were hard.
Much condolence. If you'd like to... text me the answers to other things as we go before the other person answers, then maybe we'll give you some bonus points. Right, Will, pool number 3 of general knowledge questions. You need 2 points to pull level with Chris, so at least do that for me.
Okay, I'm gonna do my best.
Good luck, Will.
Okay, which European country made their debut appearance in the 2018 World Cup becoming the smallest country by population to do so.
Moldova?
I remember Moldova's World Cup run. Iceland.
Iceland, yeah. Oh, yeah. Goodness sake, okay.
Jack, what are you going to say?
I was going to say Panama.
famously so on the southern peninsula of Europe.
Oh, so I thought it was a World Cup one. Oh, I think I deserve to be last, that's the thing.
Yes.
Name the next team in this sequence. Barca, Inter, Barca, Chelsea, and blank.
Bayern Munich.
Yes. Points. First point for so long.
Oh, well, that was good.
Excuse me, I got half a point 2 questions ago.
You got half a point for pity. You didn't get it for knowledge.
I mean, I knew what the question was, I just didn't know the answer.
Why, Will? I can't remember if you said it.
Champions League final winners.
Yeah. What year?
Wait, what year was it? Was 2013.
Yeah, good. Well done. Okay, so I don't expect you to get it exactly. If you do, great. But if you tell me the team that did it, I'll give you half a point.
Okay.
What is the largest winning margin in International Rugby Union? So how many points did they win by?
Australia?
Yeah, that's half a point.
Australia versus Namibia.
Okay, but who? What was the score?
I think Australia scored 140 points.
Oh, 142.
Oh,
come on. You got to give him something like that.
Isn't it two? I gave him the half mark. Oh, okay. I thought it was a tough question, so I gave him. I did give him that. So you get a line, not a full tick on that one. Right. I didn't write the answer for this, but I know it anyway. Which British swimmer won their first gold medal in the 2016 Rio Olympics and has broken 11 world records?
Adam Peaty.
Yeah.
Such an easy question.
Yeah, I know, mate.
Did you give me any easy ones?
Well, which city is currently due to host the 2024 Olympic Games?
Qatar? No.
Jack, do you know what it is?
I want to say it's Brazil.
Chris, do you know what it is?
No, I don't know.
Paris.
Oh, really?
Paris, yeah.
That would make sense, considering they've got the next Rugby World Cup.
They're getting everything.
Well, they do that, don't they? Tokyo's got the next Olympics. And
yeah, and obviously Brazil had the Olympics and just had the World Cup.
Yeah.
Japan just had the Rugby World Cup.
Oh, yeah, of course. That was the other one. Yeah.
Chris, hi. Nice to see you. Will, it's your question. Will, which record-setting quarterback was the NFL's 82nd draft pick in 1979?
1979?
Yes. Nice and current.
Joe Montana?
Yes. Well done.
Strong from you, Will.
Basically two that I can think of from that era, and that's the one I would have said. So, well done.
The only other one I was going for was Brett Favre.
Yeah, he's more recent.
Okay. Right. Cricket time. Question 7. It's the cricket question. Jimmy Anderson sits at 4th in the all-time test wicket takers list, being the highest non-spinner on the list.
Okay.
Name 2 of the 3 other top wicket takers. You should be able to do this.
Shane Warne.
Non-spinners.
Yep. Mataryan Mullerlifferan.
Yep. Can you name the other one?
I want to say Dale Steyn. No.
So I want to say Glenn McGrath. They're all spinners. The top 3 are all spinners.
Sorry. Pardon? Harbhajan Singh.
Harbhajan Singh, no. I'm sure you're delighted to. Anil Kumble.
Hey!
If I was feeling particularly cruel, I was going to make you name all 3, but I thought Anil Kumble was actually quite a rogue answer.
That is very rogue.
He would be quite a long way down the Indian spinners that I'd pick, but that's just because I wasn't really around watching him. Good. Will, you're making this competitive. Keep going. In the Tennis Open era, 3 players share the record for the most men's US Open singles titles.
Pete Sampras is 1.
Good.
Roger Federer.
Can you name a 3rd?
Novak Djokovic.
So Djokovic is wrong, Sampras was right, and Federer is right. Very good.
Okay, was the other one Andre Agassi?
It was Jimmy Connors.
Jimmy Connors, oh.
Yeah. Apparently so. Good. Keep going, Will. I'm not supporting you, but keep going. Number nine. Which current Red Bull F1 driver holds the record for being the youngest driver to start a Grand Prix?
Max Verstappen.
Very good. Straight out of the blocks. Was he like that on that day? No, because he ended up retiring. But doesn't matter. Will, to make this super competitive, I back you to do this. Which two Premier League teams bookended Sevilla's run of three UEFA Europa League wins?
Manchester United.
Yeah, you have to name both. I'm not giving you half.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're not giving half points for this. Manchester United and Chelsea.
Yes. Will, that was an excellent round. Your run of five at the end has really helped you. So, 7.5 there, 12.5 overall. Chris, you need 5.5. I will try and eke a half out of somewhere. right, so you have general knowledge pool number two.
Simo, can I just say you're incredibly unlucky you should have chosen three, because three were way easier than one.
Way easier, mate. And having choose two or three. I didn't get any questions saying choose two or three.
Hey.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm over it.
A lot of time and effort went into this, and you could have had three.
I could have had three. I could have had two as well, Tim, couldn't I?
I did have independent verification of the difficulty of the question list, and they were broadly similar, according to myself.
And who? Just you.
And Sam Barton, guest on our previous quiz. Right, Chris, 5.5 points is your target to draw level, 6 to win. Name the missing player. Mario Mandzukic, Ivan Perisic, Anton Griezmann, Mario Mandzukic, and Kylian Mbappe. Who's missing from that list?
I don't know, Paul Pogba.
Yes. Why?
What?
Why?
Something to do with the World Cup final.
Yeah. So the fact that the same player appears twice is a bit of a hint.
Scorers in the World Cup final?
Scorers in the World Cup final. Mandzukic scored one for Croatia and one for France.
That's what threw me off.
Very good.
That
Chris
was Wallen. Lucky. I was going through most of the French team there.
I've found my half a pointer. It's coming later. Of these four stadia, which has the largest capacity? The Maracanã, Old Trafford, San Siro, as Signal Iduna Park, even. It is very tight. Is
Maracanã?
What's second on your
Signal
list?
Signal Iduna Park?
That was the correct answer.
Damn it.
So, Maracanã, 78,838. Old Trafford, 75,000. Smallest. San Siro, 80,018. And Signal Iduna is 81,385.
Should have got that. I've been there.
Only 1,000 in it. Yeah, but like, have you been to America? Have you counted every seat in either stadium? So, who is top of the international point scoring charts for the Springboks South African Rugby Union team?
Percy Montgomery.
Yes.
Legend.
My hair. Yes.
Brilliant hair.
Long blonde locks or something. Something about it.
They're out on there. Faf as well.
It's the green golden gold, isn't it? It's just, it's nice. Right, Sam Barton got this one. Which British athlete was the flag bearer for the London 2012 closing ceremony?
Bradley Wiggins?
I'm afraid not. Sir Ben of House Ainslie.
I wouldn't have got that.
Who is the only defensive NFL player to record two seasons with more than 20 sacks? I expect you to get this.
Aaron Donald?
Spoke about him on the last podcast, Chris. JJ Watt. Ooh, right.
See, that was the opposite of Simo's one, where I should have known your bias.
Exactly. If I'm a question writer, I'm going to about write about things I want to write about. Which three cities, and half a point for two of them, which three cities have hosted two Summer Olympics?
Athens.
Correct.
And London.
Well, that's hosted three.
Oh, so there are more. There are other cities that have hosted more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, London.
Oh, is London the only one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, London's the only one.
Barcelona.
You get a third guess.
Los Angeles.
Correct. So you've got your half a point. Nice there one. She is. The other one was Paris.
Oh, I nearly said Paris.
Yeah. And of course, LA and Paris are going to go to three very soon. They're the next two Olympic venues after Tokyo. Oh, I wish I hadn't made this one so hard. As of January 2020, four Australians sit atop of the test batting averages. Name the current top two, and this includes active players, but think about it.
Top of just Australian or all?
All test batting averages. Okay. I think you have to have had a minimum of five or whatever, but I can't remember that off the top of my head. As of January 2020, four Australians sit atop of the test batting averages. Name the current top two, which includes active players.
Oh, I can do this.
Yeah, can you?
Don Bradman?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one?
Yeah, it is one.
Steve Smith?
Any other guesses from the other chaps?
I'd say Labuschagne.
Labuschagne is the man.
Can I have that point?
You may. Chris, you need all of these. In the Tennis Open era, which player holds the record for seven women's French Open singles title?
Steffi Graf?
No, it's Chris Evert.
Never would have got that.
Which former Jordan Stewart, Ferrari, Honda, Braun and Williams F1 driver currently holds the record for the most Grand Prix starts? He's no longer active.
F1's not my forte. David Coulthard, I don't know.
Rubens Barrichello. And the final question. What links the World Cup goals scored by Laurent Blanc, Henri Camara, An Junhua and Ilhan Manziz?
They were all the first by that country.
They are golden goals deciding the tie in World Cup history. So, Will, you are the victor, as Chris only managed to accrue 10.5 points. Some of those were quite tough.
They were, can confirm.
But they really were. But that was the pool of questions we had to pick from. Will, well done. What are you going to do with the title?
Wear it around my neck. Like a prize ball.
Yeah, that was, so as we're socially distancing, I'm not giving you a medal.
I mean, it'd be good if you could, if you're living in America.
Well, that as well.
Send it in the post. You know,
I'm willing to fly over and do things, but probably not drop off a paper medal that I've crafted with my own sweat. Well done, chaps. I'm sad that I didn't answer any questions.
I'm sad I didn't answer any.
I'm not that sad. I was lying. Very good. Well, well done. I'm sure we'll do this again. Chris can get his revenge. And Will, well done.
Well done, Will.
Champion. Let us know how you did.
I mean, you can't do much worse than me.
I mean, the specialist subjects are quite tough, but maybe accrue a couple of points tallies from the two general knowledge ones, but maybe not Chris's one because that was hard, apparently. Find us on @dugout_debate if you disagree with how I've done the questions or if you just like to us. Thanks, chaps. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.